the hobble, the hobble, the he. It's 14 minutes before 7. The Grease Man here, having a pretty good time. I'm just thumbing through the paper, finding out the logistics on the day, and I just found an opportunity for myself and the Adam Smasher Band. I don't know if Smash would be interested. I think he probably would be. They had a bit of a problem at the White House. The president was trying to put together a show. You know, when visiting dignitaries come to town, the president always puts together a show from American entertainers to entertain the people. And Tommy Toon and Twiggy bailed out of their Broadway show that they were going to do for the state dinner the president was having for the president of Austria next month. And so right now they're all frantically running around trying to find another show to put on at the White House for the president of Austria next month. And I don't have too many things taken up my month next month, and I was wondering if the president would be interested in having the Adam Smasher Band and me. We'll do some numbers for the president of Austria. I think Smash could probably, create an opening. And, I could go back to the costume store and rent my sequin suit. And, hey, we could put on a show. We'd do it for a couple $100. It'd save you a lot of money. And Smash has already got... What do you say, Mr. President, sir? Can you imagine that? Everybody will be sitting there in the tuxedo saying, "Oh, Rafa, did you enjoy the flambé and the butter? I thought it was quite nice, actually. Oh, what time does the show start?" When suddenly, Smash lumbers out on stage. His band looks at the crowd. And they break into the Redneck Zone! I'm running out in my sequin suit, my wang tips. Get up there and dance around with the microphone in the most lascivious manner. And as the president and Nancy sit there slapping their knee and smiling, I'll begin to sing. "Mr. President, how do you do? Why don't you grab Nancy, do some hobble the goo? For a man his age, he sure looks great. I wonder if his hydraulics still activate. Why don't you hold that thing real nice and cozy? If all else fails, you can still use Rosie! Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck." Now, this morning you've noticed a whole big fog. Well, it ain't fog, I mean a chili dog. It's the unusualest fog you've ever seen. If you look real close, you'll see it's green. I'm warning you, before you start to weep, when you go outside, you better not breathe too deep. Of course, by this time, everybody would be horrified. Yeah, they'll be sitting there saying, "My God, who's that barbarian? Oh, faith preserve us, faith preserve us." But I won't stop. I'll grab that mic and continue. While you're enjoying your after-dinner tidy, let me show you my manly body. More hair on my chest and an Irish setter. Looks like I'm wearing a mohair sweater. Yeah, and if your guests don't mind, you mind if I play follow the dots on the boils on my behind? So thank you all for your kind attention. When I get to heaven, I'll give you honorable mention. Wonder if I could ask all y'all a favor. So many people here whose memory I'd like to savor. When I pass through the aisles doing my frolics, would you mind signing my manly hydraulics? Oh, baby, I'm redneck. Can't help it, I'm redneck. Oh, baby, I'm redneck. Yeah, yeah. Can't help it, I'm redneck. Oh, baby, I'm redneck. But I'm a redneck. Yeah, and as the president lets you stand in applause, maybe I'll just segue right into the Rosie song. Ah!